Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Wet storage considerations for landowners. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with Glenn Hughes, an extension forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Glenn, there's a lot of challenges for forest landowners right now, and what are some of these challenges?
Well, Tim, Katrina poses a series of challenges for landowners, for foresters, timber buyers, loggers, and the mills. We're kind of all in this together. Two of the major challenges that we face are, first of all, finding an adequate logging workforce to salvage as much of the timber as possible. And the second is wet storage facilities to store the material prior to getting it to the mill and cut into products. And as with a lot of the Katrina recovery effort, this whole situation has been very dynamic, and new information on, for example, wet storage is becoming available almost daily.
All right, for those of us that aren't just terribly familiar with forestry and forestry practices, what is wet storage?
Wet storage is where you put your high-quality logs underwater, typically a sprinkler system, and this maintains the quality and the value of this timber, because if the logs are left on the ground in about 4 to 6 weeks, logs that trees have been snapped, for example, will begin to lose quality and lose value, and that hurts landowners.
Okay, so what's been done so far to increase wet storage capacity?
Well, several of the forest industries and the mills have created new storage capacity where they store logs and set these sprinkling systems up using recycled water, and that keeps the logs wet, prevents insects and disease from coming in, degrading the quality of the logs. In addition, they've expanded existing storage facilities, or in some cases have gone back and activated wet storage facilities that were essentially mothballed. What this has done is drastically increased our capacity for wet storage, and more coming available and online every day.
Okay, are these new facilities going to be able to handle the wood that's down and damaged by Katrina?
In a word, no. You can increase the wet storage capacity tenfold, but this is really just a drop in the bucket compared to the amount that's needed, because like we had talked about earlier, is we've got an amount of wood on the ground in one day that's equal to the timber harvest in 1 year.
Okay, so let's just say I'm a landowner. I've been watching my stand of trees grow for 25 or 30 years. I've got some high-quality timber that is damaged. So what can I do to protect this financial asset that I have?
That's correct. And, you know, your question is dead on about the high quality part. That should, first of all, be the focus for the landowner. Focus on the high quality products. Don't really worry about pulpwood. But the thing is that landowners need to be concerned about is they need to get these high quality products, such as logs, into wet storage. And the reason is simply that although there might be a glut on the timber market now, the fact is that in about 12 to 18 months, the market will improve, and it will probably improve dramatically because New Orleans, the Gulf Coast, and other affected communities will be rebuilt. This will increase the demand for wood, and as a result, the price will increase. Landowners can capture this price increase by wet storage. Another way that landowners might be able to do this, if you have a farm pond on your property, they can cut the high-value logs, roll them into a pond, and then in 12 to 18 months, roll them from the pond and market these, again, when the market conditions improve. Now, landowners are likely to take a deduction because they've gained some weight and some water, but those logs will be much more valuable then than they are now.
Okay, now, water and pine doesn't seem to mix to me. I mean, if I dunk my logs into a pond and everything, how's that actually helping them?
Well, what you're doing is you're putting them into an environment where there is no oxygen. And without any oxygen, then no degradation happens. The insects that come in and degrade the wood, that's not going to happen. So you're basically creating an environment where all the bad things that happen to logs, it cannot occur. And it's kind of like throwing logs in a freezer.
That's Glenn Hughes, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison. This is Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.